What is going on, everybody? It's Ben here from the Jabcast. It was a pretty hectic Thanksgiving weekend, so us here at the Jabcast are going to take a week off, but we still wanted to give you something to enjoy. So we're going to compile our favorite random thoughts from our previous episodes, and we hope you enjoy them the second time around.
Coming down to my random thoughts of the day.
This made me laugh because, like, it... It just says
Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear right now. Yep. So Buzz Lightyear, in case you guys did not know, his original name was Lunar Larry.
That is infinitely worse.
Yeah. They decided that it was too wacky and decided to pay homage to Edwin Aldrin, otherwise known as Buzz. So he became Buzz for a time being, and then didn't really know what to call his last name, so they just kept spouting off in the writer's room as many different, like, spacey terms they could find, and Lightyear came up, and that was the coolest astronaut name that they could think of to go with Buzz. So Buzz Lightyear worked his way into our hearts.
Absolutely.
What's Woody's last name? Do you guys remember that?
Oh, I think I remember. I put it in the trivia.
It's been too long.
I know, it's been a while. I think I remember it.
It's Pride.
Yep. You are correct. I just found it. Yeah. Woody Pride. That's right.
Woody Pride.
You're gonna remember that one forever.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
But his design for Buzz Lightyear's design was supposed to be very G.I. Joe-esque, which I think actually they did a pretty dang good job. Space version of G.I. Joe looking guy.
Yeah.
However,
you guys going to see the Lightyear movie?
Duh.
I didn't even know that existed.
Not yet.
I don't know. I didn't even know that it is going to exist.
Yeah, next summer. Well, I guess this summer. Chris Evans plays Buzz Lightyear. The real fake guy that Buzz Lightyear is based off of.
Yeah. At the Disney stores now, the Buzz Lightyears, the wings don't come out.
No way.
What do they do? Are they already out, or they
just... No, they're just stuffed in. You can't expand his wings.
What?
And the only ones with his wings expanded, I think, are the stuffed animals. Like the stuffed ones.
Man, I had all the best Pixar. Well, they're the best at the time. They could have been pieces of junk for all I knew. But I had Buzz, Woody, a bunch of Monsters, Inc. ones. And I remember Buzz had his wings.
You push the button and the wings just right out.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that.
They don't do that anymore.
What?
It's so depressing.
Buzz Lightyear.
You can't pull Woody's string anymore.
What's the point?
I don't know.
I think
it's because, like, it's a choking hazard or it's dangerous for children. I'm like, that's stupid. It's a toy.
My biggest regret in my entire life is that when I was a kid, I think I was like 5 or 6, we went to Sears in the mall, and my parents gave me a choice of, like, a toy. And it was either, like, the tall, like, Buzz Lightyear action figure or, like, a Hot Wheels, like, track. And I got the Hot Wheels track, and it broke within, like, 2 days.
No,
it just didn't work anymore. So I feel like my life would be drastically different now if I went with Buzz Lightyear.
Definitely would have been.
So
that's a shame.
Yeah.
Wait, Alec, I'm looking at this video, and this new Buzz toy does have collapsible wings.
Did Alec just lie on air?
No, I was at the Disney store like a month ago, and they had no Buzz Lightyears with collapsible wings.
Hold on, man. I'm watching an Amazon review video.
There's photographic proof.
Yeah, he just pressed the button and they went.
All right. Well,
I don't know if this is a new one. Hold on.
Then the Disney store in Pottstown, PA needs to get its act together.
I mean, it's Pottstown.
Some of these.
Yeah, I don't know. This says, I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know what year this is from, because it could be a. No, this is like
maybe it's just like a certain model. Maybe it's more like a collectible thing.
Yeah.
It's
like, also, Disney stores in general kind of suck now.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't, like, I went there
closing, like, half of them.
Yeah, they are. I went there looking for like a basic like Marvel thing and they didn't have it.
Yeah.
I think it depends. It also probably, the one in New York would probably have it. I don't remember where I was at.
Probably.
Park City or something.
Ooh. There used to be a store in Park City called called Heat Check. I don't know if it's still there. But Heat Check? They sold like blatantly fake like streetwear. And I had friends that would go there and would buy like a, it was like 2016 or like 17 when that was like really blowing up, and they would buy like a Bape like Supreme like phone case, like a sweatshirt or something, like, oh, this is like limited. And I was like, wow. It's like, I think they once people figure that out, like they closed, but I don't know why, I just thought of that. I would go in there and they would have like a Supreme for a long time when they were like really popular, had like ashtrays.
Yeah.
And they would have like, it would
Did
be
you
like
buy an ashtray?
No, it would be like that Bape like shark like face, yeah, thing, like, yeah, the Supreme, yeah, logo, and like the Kith, like that's just, I don't know why I thought of that. It's just so funny. Streetwear was a weird time. I was really, yeah, into it for a while, like the sneakers and stuff.
I remember when we made those videos for New Media, you talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's just like I don't have like money now, but like I'm just wearing Vans.
Yeah,
no more Yeezys for me.
Ben's not a gearhead anymore.
No, I just champion hoodies and shorts. That's what I wear these days.
Utah hoodies.
No, not anymore. I don't know where that went. I lost it.
Oh no, Briggs took it.
I lost. He took it with him when he retired.
Yeah. But oh man, I think that's all the time we got today, guys.
Yeah.
I missed you guys.
I missed you too. And all our wonderful listeners, obviously.
And Jeff Schiff.
I had to give you all a hug. I missed you guys.
Oh, is that a...
That's what I did. I just gave a big hug.
Cyber hug.
Oh, my God. You guys ready for my random thought?
I'm really excited to see where you're going to take this.
Yeah, this can go a million different ways.
Why don't you let the people know what the outline says?
It says the Bible.
Yes, the Bible. And something that I am still trying to figure out, find statistics, is I read that the Bible is the most shoplifted book ever.
That's so fitting.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
not makes sense. It's getting, no, yeah, yeah.
I read the, I found this and I'm like, I don't. Is it because people are searching for this kind of I guess answers, like you could say, yeah, are they searching for something that this is the book that they keep grabbing, or are other books not on the shelf as long as the Bible, and the Bible just happens to rack up numbers every year because it's always it's been available way longer than any other book? Like, what, I kind of want to get your opinions and your thoughts on why the Bible.
I would say a lot of people who are probably down on their luck financially look for some kind of like source of hope. So they like don't have money to buy a Bible, but they'll like steal one. And on the other side of the coin, I'd say people steal it because it's the Bible. There's a little bit of like
irony.
Yeah. Or like you're like skirting with like eternal damnation by stealing the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Gives people an adrenaline rush. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I had a similar thought, and I also just Googled it, and someone offered an explanation. The Bible is also available for free at many places of worship, so there might be less guilt if you steal it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I could get it for free anyway, so, which, but, yeah.
Yeah, and that was something that kind of, like, came up, that, like, crossed my mind. Like, if a book is on the shelf for, like, say Ben writes a book, and it's on the shelf for 2 years and it's stole, and somebody steals it 100 times, but then it comes off the shelf after 2 years. Will the Bible just surpass that because it's constantly on the shelf at bookstores?
If I'm writing a book, that thing is off the shelves in a week. People are just going to buy it.
Oh man. Well, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is that why the Bible is the most stolen book, or is it strictly because it's just something people want to get their hands on?
I think we should steal a Bible and write down like how we feel.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
Well, Alec, it's funny you bring this up. I recently started reading for fun recently, and the, you know, Isaac Asimov.
Nope.
He wrote, well, he's got a show. There's a show out right now based on a science fiction book he wrote called Foundation. Mm-hmm. The movie I, Robot, also based on a book he wrote. So he does a lot of sci-fi stuff. And there he does a historical, like factual breakdown of the Bible in two parts, the Old and New Testaments. And I was thinking about reading that soon. But now I think I'm just going to steal it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that kind of just like sparked my curiosity, and I kind of wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, that is interesting. Do you think it's per year, or do you think of all time? Because if it's of all time, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of where,
because it's always available.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Like, is it a all time thing, or is it just kind of like rack up 10 got stolen in a year, so we'll just add that to the tally. Like,
yeah, that might be what it is.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. And I can't, I mean, in my quick little Googling here and the here and there Googles I've done before, I can't find anything that supports either one of those arguments. They're just like, statistics show this is it.
Yeah.
I don't quite know yearly, all time. I don't know. But hopefully by next show, I can give you all an answer.
Yeah.
Probably won't. I might even forget.
By next show, I'll have a stolen Bible in my possession.
Oh, ooh, my God.
Right. And you'll read passages from to us and tell us if you feel guilty.
I never feel guilty about anything, so.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I think that is all the time we have today. I don't know. You guys have anything else? And you guys have any final thoughts?
What's your least favorite smell?
My least favorite smell?
Oh. We're not on the radio. You can say whatever you want.
a recently shit toilet, I think, is probably my least favorite.
Oh, my God, dude.
I live with four roommates, and I'll often walk in there, and I think the heat of our enclosed bathroom, the smell of a bird makes, like, a really smelly.
No. I've smelled some really bad stuff, not on purpose.
I'd say the worst thing that I ever smelled was a dead bird when I was cleaning out my garage. It was just back there under a whole bunch of waterlogged leaf bags. It was just gross. That was probably
That's something that's like underratedly disgusting, is like water smell, like mold. That's probably mine. So it's not a specific smell, but it's the smell of anything that you could tell was moist. Like, it used to be moist. Like, it's that, like, it's just so aromatic. Yeah. You like
not like rain smell. Like that smell outside when it's about to rain. I actually like that.
Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like something that was once wet and is now, you can't consider it wet, but you
it's
can
saturated.
It yeah.
It's got damp smell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like damp, waterlogged, because you got like mold building up. And that might be because I'm allergic to mold.
Yeah, probably.
So it's not so much that I don't like the smell as that it's actually killing me.
So I think that wraps up our content discussions for today.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about Alex's random thoughts today.
Can I just say, for the people who are listening to this, our outline is very, it's not that it's it doesn't get very in depth, but like, you see the bullet points, you know what we're going to talk about. But then at the very end, it just says random thoughts, and then under it right now it says chips.
I always try to put just like one word, so that way both of you guys get an idea in your head, and it's this way, but I'm going like just straight up to my idea, and you guys are way over.
It's the same as the Bible discussion. Like, we don't know where you're gonna take it.
Yeah,
exactly. Just kind of wherever. But yeah, so chips. A Harvard study found that more than 120,000 people found that potato chips are to blame for the gain of an average of 1.69 pounds per person over 4 years.
Okay.
Potato chips are to blame for most weight gain.
What?
Throughout people. Yeah.
Hmm.
Potato chips. Sugary sweet beverages such as soda averages to about 1 pound every 4 years of weight. And unprocessed red meat is less than a pound per person of gained weight. Potato chips are the highest amount of weight gain over 4 years.
Interesting.
Okay, I have a theory as to why.
I do too, so I want to hear yours, and I'm guaranteed it's going to be the exact same.
I think chips like go hand in hand with a sedentary lifestyle, and you can just sit there and just keep eating and eating and eating. You know, you watch a season of TV, you can eat a whole bag of chips. Yep. But for like soda, most of the time, like, soda is obviously bad for you too, but I think what happens there is people are just drinking them with meals. So you have three sodas a day, you know, whatever. But like, if you're watching TV, who knows how many chips you're going to eat, how many bags of chips.
Yeah.
And then would you say candy, or was it processed meat?
Unprocessed red meat.
What is that?
Like, I'm assuming it's like burgers.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. And that's
basically just red meat.
It's also surprising because fattening things aren't really what makes you fat. It's actually sugar.
Yeah.
So you'd think the soda would do it more. But again, I think that goes hand in hand with the sedentary lifestyle. And I think that's why unprocessed red meat ends up in third versus chips and soda.
Yeah, because processed meat tends to have less fat in it.
Right, okay.
What is a chip? Is it like I guess you said potato chips, so that just nullified my point.
Yeah, it did.
When you say chips, obviously, like, your brain goes right to potato chips. But what about like Cheetos, or do you consider those chips?
Dude, I've heard people say Cheetos are chips.
I feel like if you incorporate those into the chips category, I feel like the pounds per person over four years will go up.
So how about like a puff, like a cheese curl?
I don't think so either.
Oh, Cheetos and cheese curls or cheese puffs are not chips. I think they are their own thing.
I think chips is a large category, and I think that puffs fall under chips. Puff is just a category of a chip.
I think it's a snack food.
Well, a chip is also
even broader. Larger. We're just getting broader and broader and broader.
Yeah, but didn't the study say potato chips?
Yeah, this study says potato chips.
But however, that also,
if we're including chips, then I think we're going to end up including like tortilla chips.
Yeah. So like Doritos,
all of them are
chips.
Yeah. If we include all of it.
Geez,
man.
There's got to be another word for that. Cause you can't say they're chips like Cheetos and stuff, but I get what Ben is saying, that they're like in the same category as Lay's and Pringles, all that crap.
So I have a couple points or a couple things to say. I don't personally know anyone that just like eats potato chips. Like, I don't, none of my friends or I will like have like lunch or whatever and just eat like chips. So who are they studying? First of all, Harvard needs to
eat this. 120,000 people
need to cast their net. But also, like, what was I going to say? What did Jared say right before I started talking?
About how like Cheetos and stuff are on chips.
I had a really good point and I cannot remember it. Whatever. But yeah, I don't eat like chips. Like, I don't. So that doesn't include me. This weight gain. I'm not bringing the average up. What about like a Dorito?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, because that's not a potato chip, but it is a chip.
And that's why I think if we just include all chips, that number is going to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
going to go up. I think it'll end up being closer to like 2 pounds per person over 4 years, as opposed to 1.6.
Well, like a pretzel. Like, what do you?
Yeah. What is a Cheeto if not a chip?
Oh, Pringles. Yeah, Jared mentioned Pringles. Yeah. I have never once eaten or seen anyone eat Pringles with a meal.
Really? They just eat them by themselves?
Pringles to me have always been like their own. Like, you eat Pringles like independently.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had Pringles with like in my lunchbox going to elementary school and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it different down here in Slanko, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm a big Pringles guy.
Pringles and snack packs, man. If you showed up with Pringles or a snack pack, everyone wanted to trade with you. You had your pick of trade in the lunchroom.
What about chips on a sandwich? Because I think that is a crime punishable by death.
Oh, no. Hard. Disagree. I love that.
I used to do that all the time.
I love that.
Really? That is.
Yeah, put some nice crunch on. Okay, but I only do potato chips. I've seen my dad do Doritos.
I've seen people.
It also depends on the sandwich.
Yeah, I just do like a turkey and cheese.
I guess I'm just more sophisticated.
And then
you put chips on like a turkey and cheese.
Did you just hear what Ben said?
No, I didn't.
You said, I guess I'm just more sophisticated.
I have elevated.
Oh my God. Yeah. Ben, you're about to get kicked off the show. It's going to become the Jackass now.
You ever? Yeah. my issue sometimes, and now I'm a very like sensory person. I tend to be a picky eater a lot of times because of like textures and things. And a lot of times I have you ever seen people like take a slice of lunch meat out and just like eat it in one bite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I could almost puke just watching someone do that. That is so gross to me just because it's like slimy. So like I need bread, but then the bread and that together in your mouth is too mushy. So then I need cheese, but then the cheese does like its own thing. So then I need a crunch and the chips like make it a perfect balance.
I find that the perfect sandwich is like a turkey sandwich on a roll, because a roll has like a little more crunch to it. And then if you're looking for more crunch, you just add a little bit of lettuce.
What kind of roll has a crunch?
A Kaiser roll, like a little tougher.
So just,
okay,
just
not like a not just, like a crunch, like a bite. No. Like a yeah, like a heartier like, bite.
Like do you ever make your like turkey and cheese or ham and cheese with toast instead?
I have in the past.
I do that all the time. I'll make my sandwich with toast instead of just regular bread.
I won't do toast because I don't like having the lunch meat cold and the
bread hot.
Yeah. So I'll make a melt. I'll just do like a grill, like I'm making a grilled cheese, but I'll throw like turkey on it and fixings and everything. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, our random thought, were you?
No, I was going to make a really lame joke.
Do it.
Let's hear it.
That's what we're about here.
A good joke. It's just a comparison. It's like, when you say like, oh, it's a song and someone corrects you, it's like, oh, it's actually a single. It's the same kind of rage I get when someone asks you for the time and you're like, oh, it's noon. And someone's like, actually, it's like 11:52.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
But it's basically noon. Yeah.
You're right, Ben. That was a really lame comparison.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You made me sick.
No, I appreciate that, Ben. I appreciated that comparison. Because I feel the same rage. Or when people say quarter of or half past or 20 till, I'm like, stop.
It rattles your cage.
Yeah, I'm like, I know how to do math, and I'm impressed that you can too, but how about you just tell me what the numbers are?
Yeah.
Don't give me the equation.
More work for both of us by telling you. Then you have to like whatever.
Yeah. Enough on that.
Our job here is to talk. And by you cutting me off and telling me that you're gonna be talking.
He's sick of it.
The purpose of I've had enough.
Oh my God.
Tell us about Humpty Dumpty, Alec.
Yeah.
This could go so many different ways.
Yeah. Well, this started because Humpty Dumpty is never clarified that he's an egg, yet he's always depicted as an egg.
What?
Nowhere in the nursery rhyme does it say Humpty Dumpty's an egg. Nowhere.
You're.
It does not specify ever that Humpty Dumpty's an egg. He's just depicted as one, and I cannot figure out why.
Yeah,
it had me spiraling. I have found the origins of Humpty Dumpty, and it's like the original poem and then how it's changed. And I'll read you the earliest known version of it.
Okay, I'm reading this headline says, "Truth or Myth, was Humpty Dumpty an egg?" He was never real. They're like acting like it's like...
The earliest known version goes, "Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. 40 men and 40 more could not make Humpty Dumpty where he was before." That's the original version. Well, not the original, but it's the earliest known. And it's thought that this original version was a riddle, not meant to be like a nursery rhyme. And then William Carey Ritchie changed it a little bit, and it became, "Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. 40 men and 40 more cannot place Humpty Dumpty as he was before."
That does not flow well at all. Whoever wrote that needs to be fired. No.
Then it changed again in 1842. And it goes, "Humpty Dumpty lay in a beck with all his sinews around his neck. 40 doctors and 40 rights couldn't put Humpty Dumpty to rights." That one was a mouthful and weird. And then
that's even worse.
And then from there, somewhere, it changed into what we know today as, "Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again." Somewhere between 1842 and now, we have what we know as Humpty Dumpty. And he never brought forth as an egg. They never state he's an egg, so I don't quite know. And in the 1842 version, I looked up what sinew is, and it's a tendon. Like, it's tendons and fibers that are like connected to your muscle.
Ew.
So I don't know why
you spell that.
S-I-N-E-W-S.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tendon, and it's a strength band of dense tissue, and it connects muscle to bone. That's what that is. So I don't quite understand.
Yeah, even if you think about it, an egg is one of the hardest things to put together after it's been broken, put back together again.
Yeah.
Like, that would, I don't know about you guys, but I would quit after like 10 seconds. That would piss me off so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's he doing sitting on a wall anyway?
So my theory, after my brief research, is that, so Alec, I'm assuming you're looking at the Wikipedia page as well.
Yes, I am.
The first version of it was published in like a kid's like book. So obviously in the 1700s, these people like practiced like bloodletting like for fun. So I don't think they were too worried about like traumatizing children. So I think this was like about a person. And from what I can gather, back in that time, Humpty Dumpty was pretty widespread slang for a person with a mental disability. But I think that it was poking fun at someone, a disadvantaged person falling off of a wall to the point where they like were close to death. But I think as time went on and people became more sensitive to things and they didn't want their kids to be like exposed to things like that, they changed it to be an egg just over time. And that kind of became the accepted kind of interpretation.
That makes sense.
A little bit farther down, it's saying that Humpty Dumpty is supposed to be a cartoonish hidden depiction of King Richard III of England. But that theory came about in 1930. when did King Richard the Third rule? Like 1400s.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, well, coincidentally, I mean, he had a hunchback.
Yeah.
So that would also fit under the umbrella of disability.
Yep.
He was in the Alice Through the Looking Glass book. Not the movie.
He was also in Shrek.
Yeah, he was in Puss in Boots. He was the villain.
It's true. I'm gonna count that as Shrek.
Yeah, yeah, the Shrek verse.
It's not even a nursery rhyme. Usually, like, nursery rhymes, like, teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
What is it teaching you?
Yeah, everything that I'm reading through here is that Humpty Dumpty is a riddle.
It's just, like, can't be, like, a...
What's the answer to the riddle? Like, I can't... Yeah. Like, normally, something like this would tell you, but it's, like, it originated as a riddle and then moved into a nursery rhyme.
Maybe the riddle is that he's an egg. Maybe by, like, not saying that he was an egg, people were like, oh, like, what can fall off of a wall and break? And not be repaired or something like that.
I don't know. This is had me thinking about, this is what I've been thinking about all week. And it's
Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out why. Because,
like, hey man, I just can't get Humpty Dumpty off my mind.
Work and you're standing there's like staring at the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
What's Alec doing? He's just thinking about Humpty Dumpty again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything all right with you? I just can't stop thinking about Humpty Dumpty.
You ever heard of that Humpty Dumpty guy? What's his deal?
every possible
Google Humpty Dumpty and just look at all the cursed images of him.
Oh my god, I don't want to do this, but I'm
it's
going
bad to. Egbert Humpty Dumpty.
There's a Batman. Beware the Batman Humpty Dumpty. He looks like a Wilson Fisk.
Oh yeah,
very large man.
Gosh,
this is terrifying.
First images.
Yeah, the one that he's got like hair, like baby hair.
I found one where they put Donald Trump's face on Humpty Dumpty.
There are some photorealistic ones too that are very.
Yeah,
these are like some of the CGI ones too are creepy.
Yeah, I hate this. I hate this. Yep.
I'm gonna hit that X right there.
This one's all right. Great.
All right, I think that wraps up our content segments.
Yeah.
What is this, Alec?
Yeah, it's this is a measurement.
Yeah, it is a measurement. 8 miles per hour.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So, what do you guys think? 8 miles per hour.
That's probably as fast as I can run.
No way.
Dude, I was driving the other day, and we were going like 20 in like a work zone. My friend was like, I could run faster than we're going right now. Like, you genuinely think you can run faster than 20 miles an hour? He's like, yeah, like I can do that easily.
Like, show me him record, get out and do it.
The world record is 27.
Yeah.
Like an average dude. Like, I don't think that you're going to be running.
Actually, Ben, you were right on the money. If you're an average man, the average running speed is around 8 miles an hour.
Wow. Just like knowing myself and knowing my limits, I'm probably not getting much higher than like 10.
Yeah, but actually, 8 miles an hour is the first convicted speeding ticket.
I knew this is what you're going to talk about. It's like one of my favorite trivia facts.
Really?
Yep. The first convicted speeding ticket was going 8 miles an hour.
Wasn't it a guy in Ohio driving on a road by himself?
Yeah, actually, I think you are correct in that one. Yeah, Fert, I can't believe that. 8 miles an hour. And like the slow, what's the slowest now? Is like 15 in a school zone or something?
There's a little road right by me that's 9 miles an hour is the speed limit. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
What year was this?
First speeding ticket. I am on medium.com. I'm scrolling down to try to find it again. First given in the
cuz I'm just thinking if that's the limit, Because let's just put it in perspective. Today, average speed limit's like 60 if you're going on the highway.
Yeah.
that's like an eighth. It's a little less than it's around an eighth of the speed. And that's the limit there. So, like, could you imagine being, Ben, your friend said it just felt insanely slow going 20.
Yeah.
And then these people are going 8, and they're like, oh, God. Like, you're going 7, and you're like, God, can you speed it up? And then you're going 9, you're like, Jesus. I want to get there, but I want to get there alive. Your dad says that, you're going 9 miles an hour.
like, a really old car from, like, the late 1800s. They didn't have steering wheels. They had, like, a handle that you turn, like, move.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like zero-point turn lawnmowers, but not with that turning capability.
Can you imagine, like, it's like you're driving like a wagon, like a
wheelbarrow. A jalopy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I found it. So the first speeding ticket was issued to a motorist. It took place January 28th, 1896 in Paddock Wood, Kent, in England.
Yeah.
I probably said the place in the wrong order, Ben. Mr. London over there. A constable spotted a fast driver named Walter Arnold speeding down the street. Since the constable didn't have one of the early motorized vehicles, he had to give chase on his bike. So he was chasing after him on his bike.
I didn't have to chase for too long. Probably caught up to him in
like a yeah, I know. When he stopped him, it was a 5-mile chase.
Oh my God.
What?
After the constable stopped Arnold after a 5-mile chase, he cited him for speeding. Arnold had been going 4 times over the posted speed limit,
which was going 2
miles an hour. while that sounds
2 like miles an hour is the speed limit? The speed limit
at the time was 2 miles an hour.
Are you kidding me?
He was fined 1 shilling. I'm not sure how much that would be in today's money.
Average walking speed is 3 to 4 miles an hour.
Yes. You just can't go in that area.
you ever heard people that go, if we were going any slower, we'd be going in reverse?
Yeah.
Later that year, the city council changed the speed limit on that road to 14 miles an hour.
Improvement.
Yeah, from 2 to 14 in 1 year. Arnold was one of the sons of the William Arnold and Sons Company, which later became the Arnold Motor Carriage Company in 1986. They had acquired a license to build Benz automobiles in the United Kingdom in 1895, and Arnold was driving one of these automobiles at the time of his speeding.
I don't think I
can. So he was speeding in a Benz.
Wow.
Yep.
How many shillings did you say?
1.
1 shilling in what year?
It was 1896.
To today's money. Do some quick maths here.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the dollar. That's not what I want. And actually, the first result was the article. Oh, which was worth 26 US dollars. Okay. Or 26 US cents. So 26 cents. Then it would be $8.56.
Wow.
Not bad.
So, and then
yeah, I could do a couple of those
further down. it says the first ticket given in the United States happened a few years later to a New York taxi driver named Jacob German.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Who was going 12 miles an hour in an 8-mile an hour zone. also, the Manhattan Police Department chased after him on a bicycle.
I'm walking here.
I'm pretty sure that they still drive at like only 8 miles per hour in New York to this
day. Yeah,
traffic.
That's the only way they can. Shoo.
And it says that he was lucky he hadn't been stopped while taking a turn because the speed limit for turning at the time was 4 miles an hour.
There's a, oh, wow.
Interesting.
And then the first speeding perpetrators weren't believed to be given a paper ticket at the time. So the first paper ticket that was given, which is how we get tickets now for speeding, was in 1904 in Dayton, Ohio, which I believe is the one that Ben was referencing. Mm-hmm. And he was also cited for going 12 miles an hour. And it was issued to be believed to be the first paper ticket for speeding.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Crazy how much technology has evolved.
Yeah,
from then to now, based on, you know, how things had to be regulated.
Yeah, and speaking of evolving technology, some of the fastest speeding tickets were in the United Kingdom. Timothy Brady was stopped for going 172 miles an hour.
My God.
In his Porsche 911 Turbo.
That is faster than most cars are capable of going.
Yeah.
He was banned for driving for 3 years and spent 10 weeks in jail.
How many days in jail?
10 weeks.
Oh, weeks. Wow.
10 weeks.
Jeez.
176.
Have you seen roads in England, by the way?
No.
Can't get the speed to be going that fast.
Yeah, that's nuts.
like windy roads.
And then also in the United Kingdom, Daniel Hicks was clocked at 175 miles an hour on his 2000 Honda Fireblade motorcycle.
A motorcycle?
Yeah. He received 6 weeks in jail and a ban for 2 years.
I would take his motorcycle license away. That is so reckless.
Yeah, I know.
I would shit my... Like, imagine driving and... Boom, like, right on your side. That guy's going that fast.
Can you imagine being on the motorcycle?
Oh my God.
Above like 70 would probably make me like lose control of the bike.
Yeah. That's so scary.
And then in Texas, somebody had a Swedish sports car and was allegedly clocked at going 242 miles an hour
in
a 75 mile an hour zone. But this 240? Was 240. This was never confirmed. The highest speeding incident with the most evidence seems to have taken place in Minnesota in 2004 when a motorcyclist was clocked at 205 in a 65.
This is one of those things where we probably don't know what the fastest like speeding case is because they haven't been caught.
They're too fast.
Yeah, that's what this says. It says that motorcyclist was cited with not having a motorcycle license, reckless driving, going over 140 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone, but it was difficult for the officers to determine his exact speed because he was going too fast.
Yeah, that's great. No license?
He didn't have a motorcycle license. He had a driver's license.
He woke up that morning and he's like, I'm just going to go as fast.
Hey, he just calls his buddy. Hey, man, you got a motorcycle? Yeah, why? Well, I just want to see how fucking fast I can go, man. I just want to rip it. I just want to rip it.
Exactly.
Well, what about that football player that just killed a person?
He's going like 139 or something like that.
I think it was like
150.
Yeah, it was 150 something.
Yeah, I think he was going like 152. Henry Ruggs.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's insane. There's I don't know if you guys saw it. It's like security cam footage outside a place that he just passed, and you see a regular car. You just see his car. It's just like it's barely in the shot. He's going so fast.
Yeah, it's
idiot.
It's crazy. But vehicles are a lot scarier than people tend to believe.
Oh, they're so. I used to. I don't know if you guys did. Maybe this is just an idiot like country school kid type thing. But like my friends and I used to race home from high school. See how fast we could go. Like, we just play, like, chicken driving on, like, the wrong side of the road. Like, we were so stupid. Like, my buddy was in a Mustang, and I beat him just because I was dumber.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm more willing to risk my life.
Whenever I go anywhere, I have to be the one driving because I have a recurring nightmare where I'm in a passenger seat and whoever is driving is just flying, like, as fast as...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then one time I was in a car with my mom. And she's not reckless, but she drives very fast. She's very impatient. And like we were going down this big hill and she's going like 80 miles an hour. And I'm like holding on to like the dashboard and the handle. And I'm like, oh, this is like, I'm going to die. This is like my nightmare.
I'm terrifying. Yeah. But yeah, 8 miles an hour so far, yeah. The slowest known. And you got, and in today's world, that would have, that was a, what'd you say? Almost $9 fine.
Yeah. Like $8.56.
You can get ticketed for going too fast, but you can also get ticketed for going too slow. So I think we, yeah. We need to break this record.
Yeah.
We need to go four, like on the freeway.
Let's go on. Yeah. Let's well, just like, go on the Autobahn.
Like I-95. You would probably get like hit like the moment you like merge.
Yeah. Down here, I know on a lot of highways, there's a speed minimum.
Yeah.
On a lot of the bridges, it's like 40 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You're allowed to go on some of these bridges because they're like the shortest bridge to get from like Tampa to St. Pete is, I think it's like 7 miles long. And then like you have the Skyline Bridge, which is I think that one's almost 11 miles long. It's pretty big. Whew. Yeah, there's a sign that says make sure you have gas before you get on.
When I visit my grandfather in Key West, we've flown to Miami and then drove from there to Key West, and there's the, is it the 13 mile bridge, is that what it is? Bridge Key West. It's like super long. We got stuck in traffic on a 7 mile bridge, seven miles long. So yeah, not even as long as
even down,
1 year.
Even down in Virginia, going to Virginia Beach, that bridge is huge.
Yeah. Also, speaking of speed limits, you guys know it's like, it's a myth that you can't get pulled over going like 5 above the speed limit.
Yeah.
Like they could pull you over for going 1 over if you want.
Yeah. 5 mile an hour over is like, that's like the minimum ticket.
Yeah, like they could, like they can technically, because the limit's the limit and that's the law, so if they want to they can pull you over for 1, but like they're not going to. I don't think anyone's ever gotten pulled over for going 2 over. But
yeah, I think it's like I don't know. I wonder do you guys know any cops?
No
Well, I know people who used to be cops. I'll see if I can like get them on and we could talk about it.
My buddy once, it is amazing the stupid things that my buddy tells me that he believes, and then as soon as it's exiting his mouth I tell him it's wrong and he realizes it's wrong. He goes, yeah man, my friend told me that it, you know, cops don't even actually use the speedometers. They just look to see if you hit your brakes when they see you, and that's how they know that you're speeding. That's admission of guilt. I went, what?
No, I know that there are, I know this, like the speeding guns and all that, the radar guns have to do with like the level of cop you are.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I think local cops, like township police don't use those, that like they can't use them. But I think it's like a county sheriff and above use like radar guns.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I think it might start at the state level, but again, I don't really know. But I do know that I'm pretty sure local cops don't use radar guns. They use like a speed trap, which is like they time you from here to here when you're driving.
That would make sense.
I think that's how it is. But again, I am not a cop, so I do not know.
Neither am I.
Yeah.
Or Ben, as far as I know.
Yeah. So
I'm not going to let you know definitively.
Oh, Ben's a narc. Confirmed.
Yep. There it is.
I just admitted all these crimes I did in high school. And Ben's like, get down, write that down.
Writing the arrest warrant.
But all right. I think that is all the time we have today.
Another wonderful hour and a half with the Jab Boys.
Always. It's always a good time to see you. Yes. That. Have a good one, everybody. Thank you all very much for listening to the Jabcast.